everyone gets AT&T's best deal on the new iPhone 14 Pro with the incredible camera. So, people currently listening to comedy podcasts, and people listening to political podcasts, and people listening to true crime podcasts who actually can't stop listening to true crime podcasts and it's ruling their lives. The point is, everyone, new and existing customers. Ask how to get up to $800 off the new iPhone 14 Pro with eligible trade-in. Visit att.com or our stores for details. Terms and restrictions may apply.
This episode of 60 Second Science is brought to you by TED Health. Ever wonder what happens to donated eggs after the donors die, or how sugar affects the brain? On TED Health, a podcast from the TED Audio Collective, Dr. Shoshana Ungerleider introduces you to leading health experts and breaks down all of the fascinating health questions you didn't know you had. You'll learn what a smart bra means for better heart health, three ways to prepare for the next pandemic, and how we can all live healthier lives. Hear more about the way your body works and the newest insights changing the medical world from TED speakers. Find TED Health wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. After an exhausting day at the office, it's hard not to smile when you're greeted by a delirious display of uncontrolled canine joy. But it's not just the happy yapping and wriggling tail wagging that tug at our heartstrings. Because a new study shows that dogs' eyes fill with tears when reunited with their people, an effect that evokes our nurturing instincts. The findings appear in the journal Current Biology. Takahumi Kikusui became interested in doggies' damp and adoring gazes while watching his pet poodle interact with her pups.
When she was nursing her puppies, her face becomes so cute. Of course, she's so cute as always, but more.
At some point, Kikusui, who is a professor of veterinary medicine at Asabu University in Japan, realized that his adorable mama dog had tears in her eyes. That potential connection between unbearable cuteness and unshed tears sent Kikusui scurrying away from his poodle and back to the lab.
In the test, we initially measured baseline tear volumes when dogs were together with the owner in their house.
Then, the owner would hightail it off for 5 or 6 hours.
When the owner came back, we measured tear volume again and found that the reunion with the owner stimulates the tear secretion.
But it only worked with the dog's owner.
There was no increase of tear when the dogs were separated from the owner and reunited with the dog's caretaker in a dog care center.
The researchers suspected that the tearful reaction was stimulated by oxytocin, a hormone associated with social bonding. They'd shown previously that oxytocin is boosted when dogs interact with their owners, and oxytocin receptors have been found to be abundant in the glands that secrete tears in mice.
So we applied oxytocin to the dog's eyes.
And voila! The dogs grew weepy. But to what end? In other words, is there some benefit to this lachrymose behavior? To find out, Kikusui and his colleagues showed volunteers a couple of hound headshots.
One was a normal dog face, and the other was teary dog face in which we added artificial tears.
The volunteers were more likely to want to cuddle and care for the mutts with big, wet puppy dog eyes,
suggesting that teary eyes of dogs can facilitate the human caregiving behavior.
So dogs turn on the waterworks, and their owners roll over. Now that's quite a clever trick. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.
Thank you for listening.